John, I'm starting with you. What would you tell anybody who finds themselves stuck with this academic calendar? What's your best advice to somebody who maybe is having a problem with either transferring or financial aid?
My best advice I can give is to get in contact with administration. Currently, the way things are set up at PCC, it's very difficult with the technology we currently use to try to outreach to every student, because of the fact that a lot of people don't use email addresses they check. So if you are the one that initiates the contact and you can contact the administration, they can try to help sort you out. So that's, I guess, the first step. And my best advice I can give them is to get started on that step.
Get busy and not accept just what's happened.
Use the Pasadena.edu website.
Pasadena.edu. And it's an interesting point that, in fact, our computer system, as Simon says, is actually a little bit older than some of the students that are here right now. So they may need to be patient as well. Simon, how about from you? What is your best advice to anybody who's stuck in this position?
Worry about yourself first. I think there's been a bit of a tendency for students to hear about the changes and worry about the high-level decision-making, and I think that that's fantastic. Students need to be involved in that level, but the very first things they need to do is worry about their own academic career first. And that doesn't take much time. You know, going to Pasadena.edu, if you're close to transferring, then there's a button you can press on the right-hand side of the page which says Graduation Initiative. You can click on there, fill out a form, it will be sent to a counselor, and then a counselor will contact you and say, you're either close to graduation or you're not close to graduation, you need these classes. The benefit to that is that when you fill out that form and they identify what classes that you need, they will offer you, they will ensure that the next semester that's offered, those classes are built in so that you're able to actually get the classes that you need. The second element then is to really pay attention to what's going on around you and pay attention to the experiences that other people are having. And it may sound selfish, but I think our goal and my goal about getting this information out is not to get students angry and riled at the administration. It's to get students out of here, because that's the goal, is to learn and to leave. And so I think that by looking around you and seeing what other people have done that have not helped them, what other people haven't done, hearing about the stories and the issues that other people have had with this calendar change will help you to think about it yourself. Make sure you plan your holidays well in advance. And if you have a holiday, make sure you get some travel insurance, because then you can at least get some money back. And I think those are some of the best ideas that we can have right now. And finally, we're always resources. So the Associated Students, besides being the high-level representatives to administration, we can advocate on an individual basis. So for example, if you had an issue with a class and came to the AS representative and said, I'm having a trouble, I need this class, can you advocate for me? We're able to do that. And so I don't think students realize what kind of an individual connection that we have to help students through that kind of process. So I would encourage any student who wants to come to our website as well, as.pasadena.edu, or drop by our office in the CC building, CC105, and get more information. Final thing I'll say is involvement is key. When representatives see the same student faces, the message gets lost. And what we need is feedback from students on an almost near constant basis. So what I would encourage your listeners and all students at PCC is to get in contact with us, tell us what your experiences are, so then we can provide the administration, the Board of Trustees, with a really broad picture of what's really happening to the students on the ground at PCC.
Support you with their information, yes. Support you by attendance, and how else can people support you? And I'm going to ask you the same thing, John, as you work for students, because you've got what looks to me like a 24/7 job here.
Yeah, it is a bit of a job. I think the best thing that students can do is that feedback. It's hard to be a representative when the image is that the students aren't responding. And I know that there's the voter apathy, especially and I call it voter apathy because I think that civic involvement at any level is a type of voter apathy, essentially. It's not wanting to use your voice or your vote. And I think that by engaging in the process, talking to your representatives, being open about what situations you're experiencing, not being afraid to speak up, and also ensuring that we can separate the stories from the other groups from what's really happening. And so I'll say that, you know, the Associated Students, we're the only group that actually represent students. The other stakeholders on the campus and shared governance, the unions, all of these other people, they have, of course, students at heart. I would never doubt that. But I also want to make sure that the only group on campus that is its sole purpose is to represent students is us. And so that realization and that engagement with us will help us.
This is the group that dares to say, no, we think you're wrong, we think you don't agree, et cetera.
You know, there was a rumor floating around that President Fraser had signed off on the calendar change, as though I somehow have that capability. And I said, oh, I wish. I wish I'd had that power, because it wouldn't have happened.
The last name is very confusing as well. People get mad at me when they're supposed to be getting mad at him.
But then they're getting mad at me, yeah, because they should be getting mad at someone else. And so I think that I want to make it very clear for the record. The Associated Students did not support the calendar change. We still do not support the calendar change. We believe that it was a bad decision made on flaky evidence. We're not fighting against it now, because what's the point? The point now is to get students who are put in this situation out of here this year. The next calendar is going to be another fight that's coming up. And that's something we'll look at. And we will continue with our opinions that the previous calendar is the one that we want to have. And we didn't sign off on it. We had nothing to do with it. We said no. The Board of Trustees declined to agree with us. So I think that we're separating rumor from fact, I think, is going to be important. And one of the ways that people can do that is by reading our website on a regular basis. We try to update it with what's going on and the situations that have been happening, both good and bad, whether it's events, attendance, or the high-level stuff like how are you going to transfer.
Pasadena.edu/AS.
No, actually, we've changed our website now.
Oh, okay.
It's http://as.pasadena.edu.
as.pasadena.edu. And John, finally, what would you add to that in terms of how people can best support AS as you work with students?
When I hear this question, I look at it from my own department, the External Affairs Branch. I chair the lobby committee, and our job is to speak to representatives. So what we're going to be talking about is going to be the budget. And when a group of about three students walks into a lobbyist or into a representative's office in suits, one of the first things you ask is, who are you? And it really does help when you have the students behind you in a way that you can say, here are our students, and this is what they think. So what's going to happen is we're going to be conducting some surveys, as well as trying to get the students to come up to March in March. The best thing students can do is either directly attend, or if they can't attend, to demonstrate their support for the Associated Students by calling. I'll be making sure that our AS website, as well as Facebook and other social media groups, have basically the resources that students need in order to communicate their opinions to legislators. But that kind of stuff is incredibly crucial. Actually, last year, there was a bill called the Middle Class Scholarship Act, which would have cut tuition for the CSU and UC 2/3 by granting scholarships to middle class students. So students that were in families that made under $150,000. And the only representatives that really voted against it, there were a lot of Republicans, but there was two Democratic representatives that voted against it because they didn't hear enough student feedback. The student leaders were saying things, the students were not. And that's the unfortunate reality, is that as representatives, student leaders are not respected at the table. They just aren't. It's like students vote about 25% of the time, given the age demographic. And seeing those numbers, a legislator does not care. So if you are willing to take that much of an investment in the issue, that you're willing to pursue it, to call this legislator's office, to follow through, then that legislator knows you're going to be voting on whether or not he keeps the office or not.
And if I can add something to that, I think there is an idea that student leaders, and I did air quotes there, I know you can't see them, but student leaders are somehow distinct and separate from students. We're not. I mean, there are some people who have in the past used these positions for resume building, for the personal gain. And I can tell you, as a computer science major, this isn't going to help me at all. This is not going to help my resume. And I think that there is a tendency on the part of not just local administration, but statewide and nationally, to think of the student leaders as the politicians of the future or the administrators of the future. And so what they say doesn't particularly matter. Whereas when we have the students behind us saying, no, they are representing us, this is what we believe, and taking that step to make that phone call, to send that email, to write that letter, it bolsters our arguments and it helps the people at the top realize, well, maybe they aren't just doing this for themselves. Maybe they aren't just saying things out of the top of their head because they think it sounds good. Maybe this is really what students want and need. And that's where we need to get to.
And as a matter of fact, I have been working with associated students for, 2.5 years now? I have never met anybody I would accuse of using their position as something to get ahead in
life. Well,
that's
good to hear.
John, before we wrap up here, you said calling their legislators. What, do you happen to have the phone number, or will you be putting that up really soon?
Oh, for the legislator. Oh, that's going to be interesting. There's several different website resources in order to determine who your legislator is. As far as the call to action, though, like when there's a bill that's going to need a lot of support, the AS website as well as social media pages will be posting important legislators' information and requesting that students call. So really, I would like to have it so that the Associated Students is able to do the outreach to the students. If the students meet us 10% of the way and just make that phone call, let their opinions be heard, even do a little bit of research to ensure that the Associated Students is on the right page, just make sure you're agreeing with what we are saying, then that means the world. That is giving students the ability to have a legitimate voice in the conversation, and that cannot be undervalued.